God lives and works today, but perhaps it is hard for you to believe this because you are sick, wondering why God would let you suffer this way. Or perhaps you feel so run down and tired that you don't know what to do or think. If either of these is the case, the following message by Basilea Schlink may have just the help you've been looking for.
How often we hear our colleagues at work or our acquaintances say, "I feel so sick, I can't go on any longer." Or we ourselves have said this when we didn't feel well and could barely stand on our feet. At such times, we don't enjoy anything, not even our work or favorite pastime. What can help us in such situations? Listen today to some good news. It works better and lasts longer than the best pep medicine for a tired body. Yes, there is help for your situation. I've experienced it myself. Therefore, it's not a theory or an idealistic thought. No, it is reality and truth. When we lovingly embrace this cross, this burden of not feeling well, the cross loses its sting. What does this look like in practice? When I felt ailing, sick, and weak, I prayed, "Lord Jesus, I want my cross. It comes from your hands. And if you do not wish to take it from me, I will accept it. You have given it to me in your love." There is great power in such a prayer, as I have experienced time and again. Suddenly, the cross of our not feeling well can no longer weigh us down. Indeed, through this prayer, I was able to master my cross and could be comforted and happy, even though outwardly nothing had changed. In Romans 5, verse 3, the Apostle Paul said in view of his own troubles and sufferings, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us." The Apostle Paul had not only embraced his affliction, his cross, but he also boasted of it. He gave thanks for it, and that robbed suffering of its power. What can help us, therefore, when we don't feel well? It's really quite simple. First, let us embrace our cross lovingly, with the words, "Yes, Father." Then it will no longer be so heavy. Second, let us begin to give thanks for what our affliction will bring us, as the Apostle Paul did. Start keeping a little Thanksgiving notebook, in which you write down the blessings and gifts of God that your cross brings and has brought you. This was a help for me.
I'll sing of God's will in sadness, of how obeying brings gladness. When we do His will, all sorrow is stilled. I praise Thy ruling and guiding, the way Thou choosest to lead me in paths through the night with blessings were bright.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.